If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance.
Oh, good morning, well, Mr. Nance.
Where's that?
Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. Where's that pole at?
Thank you for telling us that apparently Mrs. Nance has a very good sense of humor.
He went back to Poland.
She realizes that I'm not the only life form crushing on you, right?
Oh, my God. She reads all the Twitter feeds where people just go, is he married? And she says, tweet back, yes.
Your wife is taking control of your Twitter feed.
No, she loves it. She thinks this is all amazing and good fun.
This is fantastic, right? Look, even Jim Ward's the happiest I've ever seen him. This amazing energy. It was at the tax march this weekend. We have North Korean news breaking left and right. What a morning for Malcolm Nance to be here in Los Angeles with us. All right, so we should not have spoken before because everybody wants to know what the latest is. Because there's all these rumors that are starting to fly, right, about, you know, are there... First of all, what have you heard about? Because the rumor out there is Rudy Giuliani wants to flip and that Comey doesn't need him or Flynn.
He's got them up his sleeve.
Yes, apparently the FBI might have something up their sleeve about him, as it turns out. What are you hearing is the latest?
Well, I'm hearing all the same rumors that you're hearing.
Right.
All right. And I just want to caution people that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to be the spoiler today. But
you can be a wet blanket as long as you're any kind of blanket over me.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that there are two different worlds that we all operate in. Right. There's the world of fact and reality, and then there is a branch of intelligence we call rument. Right. Rumor intelligence. Mm-hmm. Rument is the sort of thing that you would pick up at a party, or you know, a cousin's girlfriend's daughter came over to you and said this.
Right.
It's also projection, and we're seeing a lot of people project. Look, I wrote the first book on this thing. I wrote the only book
on
this
matter. Oh, you did? I wasn't aware.
Yes,
Jim,
a book called Plot the Back America.
There it is.
Available online or in your finer bookstores everywhere.
In my backpack.
Buy his book.
And the worst part is, I had to come to Stephanie Miller's house to get a copy because
he doesn't have one.
Out.
Buy my book.
And so a lot of people want things to happen.
Yes.
Things
to
are
be
happening.
Rid of this dangerous lunatic traitor. Yes.
There's that part.
Yes.
And you know, and then there's saving the nation for and global democracy.
Yeah.
All of which is very important.
Right.
But certain things have to happen. And you know, this is sort of getting a little bit like the Benghazi thing where people were like, how come Delta Force wasn't in there in 30 minutes? Well, space and time have parameters.
Oh, Malcolm, space, time, continuum, whatever. Let's get to the impeachment.
Okay, well, we can get to that. But, you know, impeachments, if you get the evidence, takes a long time. And the first thing I try to remind everybody is intelligence, like the stuff that was produced by myself and other people throughout my career, is not evidence.
Right.
Evidence is what happens when that intelligence evolves into a product which can be used and then brought into the legal system.
Right.
And then can be handled by the Justice Department, turned into evidence, and put you in prison.
Right, but what you've been talking about on the TV, obviously, and elsewhere, is RICO statutes, right? That there are two, there may be two different tracks here. Is that what we're hearing that Giuliani could be connected to?
Well, that's quite possible. You know, the principal questions that came up, and this is where last July 23rd, between 23rd and 25th, I started pounding on TV that there was something very wrong with the Russian hacking. I'd known about the Russian hacking for months. Everybody had, several, you know, people who were involved. But it was how the hacking was devolving and being used, apparently, by other people who seemed to have some prescience or foreknowledge of the hack.
Right.
So that's what comes to conspiracy. Because a lot of people...
Cue Rudy Giuliani. We have something up our sleeve.
We have something up our sleeve.
So, you know, everybody wants treason. You're not getting treason out of this unless something amazing happens.
Right.
You know, like we literally have a videotape of Trump and Putin cutting a deal saying, I will compromise security of the United States.
Right.
We can use that word rhetorically. Now, what we are getting into is where people may have cooperated with Russian intelligence knowingly, wittingly, and aware that that action would result in the election of Donald Trump. And that is where we get to conspiracy.
Pardon me.
Right, yes. So conspiracy is where these people, and that, by the way, falls under the Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act.
Right.
Where we can go after the entire group on the basis of the activities that they did do, which are crimes. You cannot conspire to, you know, with a foreign power and have a foreign intelligence agency interfere with the U.S. elections. And that's where you're going to nail.
So, because we've been saying this feels like a, you know, like a spy movie.
No.
But no, I mean, it feels like just that he's about to start World War III, that we're in a race against the clock. And I understand, like you're saying, investigations have to be done right, not quickly. But I feel like a lot of people feel like, oh, my God, how many places has he bombed in however many days? Clearly in an effort to distract from Russia. The one thing I will say, that the latest poll out this morning, thank God, he's at 39%. So it's not working. Operation Get Up My Poll Numbers is not working entirely well. But how well is Operation Distract from the Russia story working?
Well, that's working pretty well. You know, I mean, the attack on Syria, and where the entire U.S. foreign policy flipped in 24 hours.
Right.
And I had made that call very early on. I said, this
And you're
really
the only guy on TV saying what everybody should have been saying. This mission was a complete failure.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we didn't blow up anything other than concrete revetments and about 9 aircraft. And those aircraft were 50 years old.
Yeah.
They're going to get replaced. When I started out in the community, SU-22 fitters, which superseded the MiG-19. When I started out in the community in 1980...
Are you speaking English? What are revetments?
I love this.
These are... A revetment is a concrete bunker where you put airplanes for storage.
Oh.
And so these things were blown up. They're going to get new ones now.
Yeah.
They're going to get state-of-the-art planes.
Thanks.
Russia is now shipping in. We've actually seen videos of the trucks going to Vladivostok port of brand new state-of-the-art air defense systems.
Wow. Yeah.
So we just did this sort of refurbishment and re-upgrade of the entirety of the Syrian Air Force.
You know, Maxine Waters, our matron saint of the Stephanie Miller Show, she was out there saying what we've been talking about, too, that this looks like kabuki between Trump and Putin. She was talking about with Syria. I mean, as you say, we give a heads up to Russia. They give a heads up to Assad. Everything's moved. Now, I mean, right? We have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you
but
should at least.
There was a chocolate cake. Mm.
Yes. But and there was chocolate cake involved. That's all we know.
Well, that's the best part of it because it was so big. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there has to be some. The only objective that we met in firing off those cruise missiles in Syria was the demonstration that we could waste 59 cruise missiles.
Yeah.
I've been on missions where we've planned Tomahawks attacks, launched Tomahawks. The objective is to blow the right things up, and I'm sorry to say it because it is warfare, kill people.
Right.
And we called the Russians in advance, told the Russians we would be carrying out this airstrike. The Russians turned to the right, told the Syrians, everyone evacuate the base. We evacuated the base.
Wow.
The only people I understand were killed were 6 people who were stupid enough, or unfortunately, in an air defense site that was not on the base but outside it.
Yeah.
That we suppressed a radar, and we didn't even blow up the runway. Which is job one of destroying an airfield,
so they're flying
the
next morning.
They were flying within hours.
Did you watch that insane interview with Maria Bartiromo?
Oh, yes.
You were probably surprised to learn that missiles fly unmanned. That's new.
Whoa.
That's new, and apparently hundreds of miles. Apparently they're not thrown by hand.
Maybe the 7,000 that we fired off since, 2003. you know, Tomahawk launches are they're almost routine now.
Right.
And we fired them everywhere. I mean, we just fired some off Yemen a few months ago. Actually, my niece was on the ship that fired off those missiles.
Wow!
And not something new, not something amazing for people who have actually paid attention for the last 3 decades.
So Maxine Waters says she believes Syria to be phony tension between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, all being hyped up by the White House, still trying to distract us. She was asked whether she believes Putin and Assad were colluding to take the heat off Trump from the investigations to ties with Russia. She said she believes Putin and Trump are tied at the hip. The tension is a charade, and the end game is getting oil sanctions lifted for drilling in the Arctic.
Well, I think some of that might be correct, but I subscribe to the Veruca Salt school of foreign policy, in which Ivanka Trump, and I said this the very night that it happened, I said the flip was so immediate that it feels like the politics of emotion.
Yeah.
And I said, Ivanka went in, showed Daddy the video, And she said, do something about it. Daddy, I want you to do something about Syria now.
I want to know.
Daddy, I want Steve Bannon gone now. Yeah, that's her next thing. She wants Steve Bannon gone, apparently.
You know,
Veruca does.
But we've seen videos of people being killed. And the next day they were using thermobaric, white phosphorus and all sorts of other high explosives on the exact same people. I mean, but that's why we launched 59 cruise missiles, which we might need, for Korea.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Now here we go with North Korea, right? Yay. With this. Send an armada. Good. Malcolm, I send an armada.
Armada. Armada. I like saying that word.
It's my new word, armada. Malcolm. It's an armada.
Okay, he doesn't, because no one has briefed him into the phrase aircraft carrier battle group, which we have been steaming since 1935.
But I added the Santa Maria and chocolate cake.
Armada is not a hotel. So I
let the Armada in.
The worst part, there will be a Trump Armada hotel at some point. You can almost feel it. But he sent in a carrier battle group and he seemed amazed by some of the capability.
Yeah,
that there's two ships with Tomahawk cruise missiles. There's a submarine.
Wasn't he a little overly chatty about whatever we were sending? Was that?
Yeah, but this is a guy who called the Russians. Yeah. Okay, right. Remember when Barack Obama was transmitting his punch, was always telling the enemy what he's going to do? Well, that's called policy. But this is intelligence. I'm sending an aircraft carrier battle group. It has two ships and a submarine, and the submarine's the most powerful one. We're like, okay. Yeah. All right, you might want to stop talking.
Yeah, yeah. Hush now. You know what? I think we're going to need every drama sting available to us, because I need to ask you about this headline. Russia expert Putin has something on Trump and will use it on him now that he's no good to him.
Well, Russia expert must have read.
Tell me I'm the boss. I need the info.
There's a mole in our organization.
I think that Russia expert read The Plot to Hack.
Buy his book.
Buy my book.
Well,
considering it came out last September 23rd.
Yes.
Buy my book.
We got it. All right.
Okay. I mean, I really love these experts that are now 7 months behind. Uh-huh. Not just me, but Kurt Eichenwall, David Korn, all the, even Frank Rich on last July wrote a great book talking about Russian kompromat and how people had to have had something on Trump.
But Jim and I were saying this. He's basically a useless idiot at this point, isn't he?
I think he's useful. He still has some utility. And you will know when the usefulness ends.
Yeah.
Which is when the information from either the RNC or Trump's completely unsecure phone calls for 4 years.
Wow.
That Russia had to have.
Tape.
Yeah. Excuse me. There's, or something.
Am I the only one who's a little hinky about the fact that Seoul is a lot closer to the North Korean border than Pyongyang is to?
Well, I know Seoul is. Seoul is feeling a little hinky about that. Yeah. You've got 10 million people within 30 miles of 15,000 tubes of artillery.
Yeah, Seoul's really reassured that Cittolini's president, right? It's like that old Chris Rock bit about, he gets held up by he and his wife. And his wife goes, if you want my purse, you're going to have to blow his head off.
That's about right. All right.